Excuse me. It's a little crowded in here today, huh? You don't look like all the other people coming back from that concert. Do you always take this line?
Just curious.
Yeah, I'm heading home from somewhere too. Do you always work the late shift? It must be exhausting getting out so late in the day. And you're still wearing your heels. How do you do it? Please don't be offended by pleasant conversation. You don't have to close yourself off like that. I didn't say anything. Really, don't accuse me of something I didn't do. Well, apology accepted, my dear. But, a word of caution. I'm not the kind of woman who takes kindly to false allegations being thrown my way, especially from someone I've just met. Are you sure you're okay? You keep making these strange faces. I think someone's been working too hard today. It's very nice of you to ask. At least your manners seem to be making a comeback. Yes, I work in human resources. And you? Waitressing. I can tell already that's a lie. How? How can I tell you're lying? Your shoes, for one. No one in the service industry would be insane enough to wear high heels to work. Too many hours running around on your feet? You'd be hobbling by now if you'd worn them to a shift. No, I think you work somewhere else entirely. You don't have to feed me the same lies you do with everyone else in your life. Still being tight-lipped? Does your boyfriend know you work at a strip club? Don't try and run away from me just because you're embarrassed. It's painted right on your face. You've been hopping in and out of old men's laps all night. Your purse is packed with all the dirty money they shoved in your adorable little silver G-string. I know, because I saw it. I was there. I watched you, and you enjoyed it. To their hungry eyes and slack-jawed expressions of lust excite you? Shouldn't a decent girl like you get a job? Where you're valued for your skills? Somewhere that you're not just a piece of meat to stare at? So it's not a strip club. It's a gentleman's club. Same fucking difference. Do you tell yourself that every night when you come home to your man? When the feeling of their hard cocks pressing through their pants is still fresh on your skin? Do you tell yourself that you're just doing it to make ends meet? That you'll stop as soon as you have enough saved up? Normal girls who are down on their luck don't exchange their dignity so willingly for cash. They hunker down and work a shitty job or two or three. And then when they lie down, exhausted at the end of a hard day, they can rest easy. They don't have anything to feel guilty about. That is, if you even feel guilt anymore. I bet you he already knows that his girlfriend is lying to him. But he's too nice of a guy, too trusting to accuse you of anything. He'll just bite back his words and treat you the same as always, hoping his instincts are wrong. Hitting a nerve, am I? How long have you been working there? No, let me guess. 6 months? A year? Yes, your eyes say it all. Your awful little mind is absolutely stained with lies and half-truths. Even so, such facts still remain resolute. How do I know these things about you? All these sordid details just worming their way out into the open through my words. Let's just say, there's little you could hide from a woman like me. Rather, to call myself a woman is simply my way of putting it in terms basic enough for you to understand. Yes, I'm accustomed to that reaction. You're probably trying to convince yourself I'm just some crazy lady who's got you cornered on the train. Oh, and would you look at that? We're alone. There's no one left around to help you. How did you not notice it until now, my dear? Were you that enraptured by my presence? My next guess is that you haven't even noticed that the train has stopped moving. It's all dark outside. Maybe we're stuck in a tunnel. Go on. Try the doors. Maybe you can get us out of here. I'd hardly call that an escape attempt. No, those doors won't work either. Seems the whole place is locked tight. Nowhere to go, darling. Nowhere to hide. You know, the last year, I've been watching your depravity grow and grow and grow, blossoming. That itch in your brain screaming for an outlet. Money is simply a convenient excuse to express your wanton urges. Even now, your heart is beating a little faster. The first reason could be fear. Trapped here with a woman you've never met, a woman who sees past your lies and disguises, who won't be swayed or distracted by your cover-ups or sob stories. Maybe you love your boyfriend, but you want someone you can be whole and honest with. Someone who accepts this disgusting creature you've become. Even now, you aren't running. You aren't struggling. You're slack-jawed and needy. Admit it to me. You need my touch. All you want to do is grind against my hand. And why not? Your cunt is throbbing quite insistently, isn't it? I can feel your heartbeat when I press my fingers up further against those soaking panties of yours. There we go. That feels so nice, doesn't it? What a good girl. Letting her body get what it needs, what it craves. I have my needs as well, my love. And what I need is to taste those blushed lips of yours. How about we get a little more comfortable? There are plenty of seats here. All we have to do is choose one. You don't get to sit down yet. I want a demonstration of exactly what it is you do that gets all of those men coming back for more. You better impress me. Wouldn't want to disappoint a customer, would you? Why are you feigning shyness now? Isn't this what you do best? Isn't this what makes you so special? Show me what you're worth. Huh. There we go. What a star. Frankly, I've seen better. The men of this world must have low standards. Don't get me wrong, love. You're quite beautiful, but you're phoning this in. It's all a routine for you now, just a means to an end. Maybe I should reconsider my first impression. All looks and no passion. If you aren't treating your task with the respect it deserves, I'm going to feel a little disrespected myself. And there are few things I hate more than being disrespected by a skanky mortal in a silver G-string. That's a little better. But you know what I think you're missing? That incentive, that hunger. My hand got you started, but you've definitely fallen out of touch with what it feels like to need to satisfy. That throb between your legs, that itch to please, to earn praise, approval. An obedient little thing that wants for nothing more than to fade away and become an object of desire. And whether you like it or not, I'm going to give you that hunger. You're never going to be able to escape it. You can feel it starting. Between your legs, yes? That nice, tingling heat. I feel so tight and swollen down there. I bet your pussy is blushing for me as much as those rosy cheeks. Come here, love. It's time for you to show me if you're really ready to commit yourself to your true calling. Get on your knees here, so that I can get a nice view of that desperate little face of yours, just gazing up at me like that. Yes, something has started to take root, hasn't it? Almost like something is squirming deep in that rotten belly of yours, feeding off this attention, this control. It's been getting stronger for months now, but you've been passively resisting it, convincing yourself that you're imagining things, that the crazy urges you get when you're grinding that ass against the seat of a lecherous businessman, wanting him to bend you over and bathe that hungry womb of yours with his seed, right in front of everyone. You want to pretend that it's just in your head, that you can just forget about it. But then your next thought is how you'd crawl over like a bitch in heat to the next hard cock to get a second helping. Your pupils are so wide, that mouth agape. My words are only confirming what your body already knows, what your mind longs to surrender to. You can't keep those beautiful eyes off me, can you? You want me to give you permission. You want me to give you permission to cast away the facade and drown yourself in a life of excess, to let those supercilious thoughts of societal restraint melt away, worthless as they are, to obliterate your restrictive lifestyle for the crazed, writhing pit you yearn to forfeit your existence to. It's a gift I can give to those willing to disinherit their place among the civilized. I can seize that desire, that rapaciousness. I have the power to snuff up that logical little brain of yours and set you free from the shackles of virtue and decency, and to let you become the whorish little degenerate you crave to be reduced to. But first, you must demonstrate your loyalty. First, you must worship at my altar and surrender that air of propriety. I am the panacea of your despair. I am the releaser. I am the facilitator of your twisted gluttony, and you will give yourself to me so that you may be free, so that you may be happy. Come forward. Crawl to me. Worship me. Drink from my body and you will know release. Right there between my thighs, that sweet aroma. And all you have to do is... Yes, there we go. What a good girl. The resistance has ebbed somewhat, but you really have no choice now. To taste me is to know the purest elixir, the provenance of your new life, filling you with that ravenous lust, overcoming that foolish feeling of shame. All you need in life is pleasure. You've known that from the first time you let your curiosity explore that shameful little hole of yours, that everything else in life has been nothing but an impediment to your satisfaction. More. More. Lap it up like the hungry kitten I know you are. Bury your face even deeper. Breathing isn't as important as tasting the next sweet mouthful. So greedy. So eager to surrender everything. It really is the obvious choice, isn't it? You can barely understand me now, can't you? There's no need for understanding now, though. There's no need for knowledge, or intelligence, or logic. All you need is that dripping hole between your legs to find a nice thick shaft to wrap itself around and to feel that throb as some stranger fills that pussy nice and full with his cum. I can see it now. Once I release you from this place, you'll just be a mindless, mewling little cocksleeve. And your eyes look so dull now. No more pesky memories or responsibilities. Just drooling and licking those slack lips of yours. Letting that tongue hang out of your mouth so obscenely. The first man who sees you in this state is going to know exactly what to do with such a willing mouth. I'm just talking to myself now, aren't I? The noises coming out of me don't bear any meaning with you anymore. I guess it's time to set you loose. Oh, what a show this is going to be.